47 minutes past the hour of the Russ Farr Morning Show. Hey, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a controversial law on Monday allowing transgender public school students to choose which bathrooms they can use and whether they can participate in boys or girls sports. So in other words, if you identify yourself as a young man, a transgender person can play football.
Even if you're a girl,
you can.
If you're a girl who identifies yourself as transgender,
right,
you can be allowed to play football or go in a boys' bathroom
with the boys.
Right. Exactly. Huh. How y'all feel about that? 1-877-727-7746. Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Everybody good? I hope so. That's good. 48 minutes past the hour, and of course, Governor Brown of California, and just signed into law that transgender students in public schools can use the same bathrooms of what they identify with, also play sports to whatever they identify with. If you happen to be a transgender and you want to play football, you can play football or you can be a cheerleader.
Can you imagine a 120-pound girl playing football with 300-pound boys?
Wow. I don't know. I'm telling you, there's other states that have already protected, have laws like Massachusetts, Connecticut, Washington, Colorado, adopted the same policies to protect transgender pupils, and they believe this cuts down on the bullying and the whole nine.
My problem is if we have a 12 or 13 year old who's just kind of confused right now or just really trying to find themselves, should we have to entertain this during this period and allow that boy to go into the girl's restroom or that girl to go into the boy's restroom?
My problem is I think they're going to get bullied even more.
Exactly.
You go into a girl's bathroom and you're a boy, or you are worse, you're a girl and you go into a boy's bathroom, you're going to, I would think, I know when I was in high school, you was going to get bullied. Yeah. Maybe things have changed.
Especially good morning, hello.
Yeah.
Good morning, hello. Hello. Call me back. Good morning, hello. Your comment, please.
It's Tracy. I totally agree with Alfreda. I mean, why can't they just have their own bathroom so that they won't be bullied or they won't be sexually harassed? Or I think they should have their own bathroom.
Okay.
But they want to play sports, and they can't have their own team.
Got to be in the locker room.
Got to be in the locker room. Can you imagine a girl in a boy's locker room?
I think they should have privacy in these locker rooms, too. I think they should have stalls and things like
that. That's never going to happen. That's not the way it is.
In some of those private schools, they got it.
They do.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. First of all, I think Soup and Frida's got it absolutely right. I mean, first of all, you're not going to stop bullying on any level at any grade. That's just part of being a youth and a child. It happens sometimes, even when we were growing up, that happens. It's on a different level now. Second of all, they do need to add another stall in schools or public places, if that's the case, or transgender gender people. And the fact of the matter is that where are we as a country in value sets? I mean, because this is totally confusing to boys and girls who are straight and who are trying to live their lives in a certain way. Like Soup said, how are you going to have a little girl 120 pounds playing with muscular dudes at 300 pounds? I mean, it's going to be kind of confusing and awkward.
Gotcha.
Basically, St. Facetia says the same thing. They're going too far. Imagine a 200-pound boy playing basketball on high school girls' basketball team, and they're going to be maybe the better athlete. If you're, 6'5", 6'6", and you're playing on a girls' basketball team.
Taking the scholarships.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's happening? Your comment, please.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. They're getting carried away with this. You know, if you ain't got the sex change, you need to go in the bathroom where you was born at.
Okay. Good morning. Hello. Your comment, please.
Yeah, I completely agree with Alfreda. Next thing, they're going to have a lawsuit about something else that's going on. So they need to go ahead and let that go.
All right. Good morning. Hello.
Six.
Good morning. Turn your radio down. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling in about the transgender.
Yes, please. Go ahead, please.
I just fail to understand. I don't get it. Why are they even allowing these kids to the opposite sex to use the bathroom with the opposite sex? It just doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
So we're all really uncomfortable with it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm very uncomfortable with it. Thank God my children are grown and out of school.
Okay, gotcha. Good morning, hello.
Hi, yes, I wanted to comment.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, it's actually, that's the law in D.C. right now, and it's kind of crazy that
you can make these changes without actually having a physical change. And then what you do to the children is you set them up for all types of ridicule. And then I'm more concerned about the people who prey on that, the people who go into the bathrooms with who don't have good intentions.
Yeah.
The ones who know the law and they go into the bathroom like, hey, you want to be a girl in a boy's bathroom, do you? Well, let me show you what can happen.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so your heart's in a good place on this.
Like I said, I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things, but I am all about people just being safe. And there's too many people out here who go into these things with very bad intentions. All of these things are done with good intentions, but there are a lot of people out there who pray. Just like in D.C., you can stand before the courts and say, I identify as a transgender female, and as a male, you can be put in female population just because you make that known to the court.
Oh, my, I didn't know
but
that.
A lot of people don't know that.
You know what, the biggest thing for me, though, is because I'm an all-inclusive kind of individual, okay? But if it turns around that someone's life could be in danger because that we're trying to be politically correct, then that's where I kind of like draw the line as an individual, because I really do believe that transgender people deserve the same rights as everybody else that pays taxes
but
in this
know-
country. But at the same time, if it's going to be a situation where somebody is going to hurt them,
or bully them. High school.
Yeah.
You know, high school
They're
kids
vicious.
Can be so cruel.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
And so,
they're mean.
You know, in this case, I think that there probably should be separate facilities.
Mm-hmm.
In the locker room.
But that's not possible.
Because they can't afford it, number one.
They can't afford it.
And most of these schools were built how many years ago?
Yeah, they're not putting a whole separate bathroom
in.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello. Your comment, please.
What happens when you have children who are out to harm other children, and you have a girl who says she's transgender in the boys' bathroom, and you have boys who gang rape the girl? Now you're opening the school up for a bigger lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the consensus. I think it's out of like, hey, you know, maybe we're opening up a can of worms, and a lot of people are going to get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about their safety. I don't think this governor was thinking about that.
Nope.
Y'all can email me. Email russparr@gmail.com.